Tom Karkel in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for today, going to be a mixture of clouds and sun. Continued cool, high again around 60 degrees. Temperature-wise, it's the low 40s in Burlington and the low to the mid-50s in other parts of southeast Wisconsin. Around here, we're just dealing with cool conditions. Folks on the East Coast, New Jersey, New York, Connecticut, they're being urged to get ready for the possibility of Hurricane Joaquin.
It's unclear whether the Category 3 hurricane will actually hit the region, but storm drains are being cleared in Hoboken, berms are being built in Belmar, and people are being told to get ready.
Flashlight everyone should have, but you might need some medication if you're on medication, a spare set of keys, a battery for your cell phone.
New York City DEM Commissioner Joseph Esposito. Nearly every East Coast state from North Carolina to Connecticut has been told to batten down the hatches. Governor Andrew Cuomo is also reminding people that based on past experience, you don't need to be near the coast to be affected by a storm like this. Sarah Lee Kessler, New York.
Forecasters predicting Joaquin will veer northward, hitting either North Carolina, Virginia, or Maryland. Some of the forecast models have it making landfall in Wilmington, North Carolina. The Wisconsin Department of Justice now formally requesting a federal appellate court panel reconsider overturning the conviction of former Pleasant Prairie resident Mark Jensen. He was initially convicted of fatally poisoning his wife with antifreeze. Seventh U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruling earlier this month that a handwritten note from Mark Jensen's wife, Julie, telling police to look at her husband as their first suspect if something happened to her, that should not have been allowed as evidence in the trial because it violated Jensen's right to face his accuser. Julie Jensen discovered dead in her Pleasant Prairie home in 1998. Mark Jensen found guilty of homicide in 2008. Racine County Judge Michael Piontek, at the request of the District Attorney's Office, has dismissed an attempted homicide charge against 30-year-old Edward Cade, who was accused of stabbing his uncle with a screwdriver more than a dozen times in July of last year. The decision, on the day that Cade was to have gone on trial, coming about because the victim repeatedly failed to show up in court. Judge Piontek, though, dismissing the case with prejudice, which means Cade could legally be charged again if the circumstances change. In Milwaukee, a young Hispanic male believed to be in his late teens being sought by police referenced the sexual assault that occurred on the Hank Aaron Trail. 27-year-old woman said she was fondled by the man while running Tuesday night. In Fond du Lac, the police dog, which survived being shot twice during an incident 4 years ago in which Officer Craig Bertholz, a Kenosha native, lost his life, well, that dog had to be put down recently. Officer Ryan Williams said the decision to let go of Grendel, a 12-year-old German Shepherd, was very difficult.
He really kind of inspired people, kind of motivated people, and it was my way of going out to the community and kind of inspiring people during that hard period of time that this whole town went through.
Grendel continued to suffer from nerve damage in his back after he and Williams were both shot in March of 2011 during that standoff. One state lawmaker wants to ban certain types of animal traps from being used here in Wisconsin. Senator Fred Risser wants to prohibit the use of the steel jaw and body gripping traps, as well as snares used by trappers here in the state.
There are types of traps that will not mangle a dog or cat or even the wild animal. And current traps, some of these traps pose a real threat, especially when they're in state parks.
Hunting and trapping have been allowed in the state park since passage of the Sportage Heritage Bill a couple of years ago. The victims of that fatal accident on Highway 20 in Mount Pleasant or Sunny Slope Drive, they've been identified as 71-year-old Eula Thur. She was the one who was killed after being hit by a car. Her 74-year-old husband Otto remains in serious condition at Frederick Hospital with head trauma. The investigation into the accident continues. Police, though, indicate the couple not in a crosswalk at the time of the incident. And a vehicle that was being pursued last night by Racine police crashed into a house in the 2200 block of Ashland Avenue, but nobody was seriously hurt. Reports indicate the attempted traffic stop led to that vehicle speeding up. Following the crash into the house, the driver and the occupant were both taken to Wheaton Franciscan All Saints Emergency. The former then hauled off to jail. Police note there were several occupants in that home at the time. Dunham Sports looking to be open for the holiday shopping season in the former Sears space at Racine's Regency Mall. But an issue about signage on the outside of the building, specifically the north and the west walls, has cropped up. Interim City Development Director Matt Sadowski during the Plan Commission meeting said that Dunham's is requesting sign standards be amended to allow almost a dozen 5-by-16-foot mural-type signs aimed at creating visibility from Green Bay Road, which is some 900 feet away. Jeff Perkins, representing Dunham's, argued this is really more of a display of art than signage, and there's been no significant opposition at some of their other locations.
How about we use this as a trial? Allow us, say, for example, a 12-month period where we can put these on the walls, and you can see how it looks. It allows the community to get an experience, and everybody can have their input after that. After that time expires, if you still don't like that, we can look at other options.
Alderman Henry Perez, like with his argument to approve the CVS project at Ohio and Washington, said he couldn't understand why the city hinders business opportunities in this fashion.
This is one of the reasons that we keep getting told that we're not business friendly. We have to be progressive. We have to look at the standards that we have had in the past, and I would say waive them. We need to be moving forward and encouraging businesses to come into our town with their brand, with the ability to bring more people into the neighborhood.
Commissioner Tony Varanth motioned to defer the issue for 2 weeks so the city and Dunham can talk compromise possibilities. Big change today for stores that are not prepared to accept a new type of credit card, which contains an electronic chip.
For years, we've been used to cards with that magnetic stripe on the back, but those are so old school and so easy to hack or duplicate that Europe hasn't used them for years. Now U.S. merchants have to be able to process the new chip cards, or else they'll be liable for any fraud that results. You'll still have to sign, though, as opposed to the European cards, which use a PIN like your debit card.
This would be the same thing, which is almost nearly impossible to hack.
Deborah Berlin of Protect My Data says it'll probably be several years yet before the chip and PIN system catches on here.
The impact on the consumer is that we're moving toward a more secure system, but only halfway.
I'm Ted Houston.
And despite last week's announcement that Rob Zirbon was dropping out of the race for mayor in Kenosha, John Andremian says that's not going to alter his campaign for the position. A fundraiser at the Boathouse last night had Andremian telling WRJN News he does not expect to remain the only candidate in the race, though he says the campaign's been going well since he first announced his bid for the election to the post that he actually held for 16 years. He also said that the people he has talked to indicate they want someone in office who has a plan and how to get things done.
Bringing in more industrial type of work into the community, looking at research facilities in the community, working with the older neighborhoods and doing the things that we need to do, working on infrastructure, putting plans together on how we're going to get those things done and just moving forward.
Mayor Keith Bosman, of course, announcing back in the spring he would not be seeking re-election next April. Oh, we might as well mention this, talking about money here. Somebody in Michigan got all the numbers for Powerball last night. $310 million top prize. WRJN.com, your source for our local news throughout the day. Our newscasts are there in podcast form on the webpage. Go to the local news section. And at WRJN News, get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400, WRJN News.